Well, I'll tell you what I was going to say about her, Hatsumomo went on, but you must promise not to repeat it. She has some sort of disease, and her bosoms look just like an old lady's, all droopy and wrinkled. Really, it's dreadful. I saw her in a bathhouse once. Mameha and I had stopped to listen, but when we heard this, she gave me a little push and we walked out of the alley together. Mameha stood for a while looking up and down the street and then said, I'm trying to think where we can go, but I can't think of a single place. If that woman has found us here, I suppose she can find us anywhere in Gion. You may as well go back to your Okia, Sayuri, until we come up with a new plan. One afternoon during World War II, some years after these events I'm telling you about now, an officer took his pistol out of its holster during a party beneath the boughs of a maple tree and laid it on the straw mat to impress me. I remember being struck by its beauty. The metal had a dull gray sheen. Its curves were perfect and smooth. The oiled wood handle was richly grained. But when I thought of its real purpose, as I listened to his stories, it ceased to be beautiful at all and became something monstrous instead. This is exactly what happened to Hatsumomo in my eyes after she brought my debut to a standstill. That isn't to say I'd never considered her monstrous before, but I'd always envied her loveliness, and now I no longer did. While I ought to have been attending banquets every night and 10 or 15 parties besides, I was forced instead to sit in the okia practicing dance and shamisen just as though nothing in my life had changed from the year before. When Hatsumomo walked past me down the corridor in her full regalia with her white makeup glowing above her dark robe, just like the moon in a hazy night sky, I'm sure that even a blind man would have found her beautiful. And yet, I felt nothing but hatred, and heard my pulse hissing in my ears. I was summoned to Mameha's apartment several times in the next few days. Each time I hoped she was going to say she'd found a way around Hatsumomo, but she only wanted me to run errands she couldn't entrust to her maid. One afternoon, I asked if she had any idea what would become of me. I'm afraid you're an exile, Sayuri-san, for the moment, she replied. I hope you feel more determined than ever to destroy that wicked woman. But until I've thought of a plan, it will do you no good to follow me around Gion. Of course, I was disappointed to hear it, but Mameha was quite right. Hatsumomo's ridicule would do me such harm in the eyes of men, and even in the eyes of women in Gion, that I would be better off staying home.